Miss an interview? Listen to it now at 1043thefan.com. Brought to you by First Bank. You work hard for your business, so should your bank. Talk to a First Bank business specialist today. First Bank. Business banking for good. Member FDIC.
Getting you set for Sunday's battle between Kansas City and San Francisco. Presented by Holy Smokes Barbecue. Here's the drop.
Likes the Holy Smokes Barbecue. And we go to the man, and I don't know, he was trying to get on a boat. Well, I don't know if he's been on a boat. I know he got denied by Roger Goodell. And for our Super Bowl update, we go to Mike Evans. Mike, how you doing? You all right?
I tried, man. I tried to uphold the legacy, man.
I know.
I tried.
It's not easy, is it?
No, I went up to one of the guys that was in charge of everything, said, hey, you know, I'm from Denver. I'd like to ask a Broncos question. And he said, okay, this guy is going to be the one in your area. You want to make eye contact. You want to flag him down. I'm like, okay, you and me, right? All right. So,
were you sitting on an aisle or really close to an aisle? Easy to get to.
I was like in the seventh row, right on an aisle.
Oh, man, perfect. Perfect location.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. So, and I was hopeful, but then Ryan O'Halloran from the Denver Post asked the question, and I was like, there it goes.
Did you think
that Goodell revealed much?
I didn't
think he said anything at all.
Well, let me play the end of his answer, because his first 50 seconds was just like nothing. And this is the last 20 seconds or so, Mike, and then I'd be curious for your reaction.
Unity is something that I think as an organization in the NFL, you have one person who makes a decision on behalf of the ownership group. And that's a vital and principled point in our ownership policy. And that is what Pat understood. He wanted that. And we need to have that in the case of all franchises. So that at some point in time we'll have to develop in the context of the Broncos.
I think that's a little bit of a threat, kind of like Joe Ellis put it out there. You don't get your act together, we're going to sell this team.
I think he reaffirmed what Joe said. That, hey, get behind Brittany or this thing's going to be sold. But left unanswered is the question, will the league step in and really impose pressure if this thing starts to drag out?
Yeah.
And what is the timetable for the league to say, look, you know, we're staring at months or a couple of years of litigation and this thing being stuck in the courts. This is a bad look. Sell the team. So that to me, because I'm not surprised that, I mean, I got to believe that Joe Ellis and Roger Goodell have had multiple conversations about this, and they're on the same page when it comes to talking points. So to me, the big question that I think we all want to know is, what would the league do in terms of stepping in?
All right, I want to play Ryan's question. And then I want to hear what your question would have been, Mike, okay?
All right.
Because I thought Ryan's question was, there were some flaws in it. I'll just keep it real. And I'm curious how you would have done it. I won't play the answer, but I'll play the question.
Broncos president Joe Ellis recently said that Bolin family unity is not required by the league, but is necessary in his view for Brittany Bolin, presumably to become the next controlling owner. What's your stance on unity being a requirement for the trustees? And as a follow-up, at what point is it best for the team just to be put up for sale?
Well, Ryan.
All right. What did you think of the question?
Okay, the first part, I actually, as I was listening, I'm like, okay, we're on the same page. It was the second part. So I have my question written down. Here it is.
Okay.
So here it says. It says, regarding Denver Broncos ownership, team president Joe Ellis said recently the Bolin children would need to support Brittany Bolin, otherwise the team might need to be sold. If this gets bogged down in the courts between the Bolin children, at what point would the NFL step in and apply pressure to sell the team?
I like it.
Much better question.
I like it.
And Mike, to start the show, I said that Ryan's question got garbled because he made it too complicated. That would have been, Mike, hey man, hats off. People think we don't like each other, but that's my Syracuse guy right there. That's a absolutely perfect way to ask. No, well, easy with that. Easy with that, Richie. I don't know if I'm going that far.
Yeah, let's not go too far now, okay?
I mean, I'm already accepting that he's caved on the quarterback thing with the Mahomes stuff. I don't want to go too far.
What do you mean caved? Whoa, what do you mean caved?
We'll get to that later. In terms of the way you were going to ask that question, well, let's answer it ourselves. What is the situation? I mean, we're going down the weeds here a little bit. We're going down the path. But what is the likelihood that there is going to be unity amongst these Bolin kids?
It doesn't seem like it's going to happen to me. I think the other side, the Beth Bolin side, hasn't come this far to just say, oh, yeah, you're right, Joe Ellis. We need to get behind Brittany. I mean, of course not. So they're prepared to fight for a while here. And the longer it goes on, the more I think the NFL at some point is just going to step in and say, look, enough's enough. This is not what Pat Bowlen wanted. If anything, he'd rather have the team just sold and divvied up amongst his kids rather than go through this.
Mike, obviously we didn't get the exact question that we wanted, but do you think that there is enough in that, in the answer from Roger Goodell, to infer that, yeah, at some point they will start pressuring?
Well, yeah, because it does echo what Joe Ellis said in issuing a threat. Like, hey, look. If you want this to stay in the Bolin family,
right,
you got to get
right
behind Brittany.
Right.
If you don't,
it's
then
gone.
Your father's legacy will be sold off. So, I mean, that's a pretty potent threat right there.
Interesting that it was almost verbatim what Joe Ellis said, huh?
Yeah, absolutely. The whole unity thing, same page. This is what Pat would have wanted. I mean, the brilliance of what Joe said about a month ago, was it was equal parts threat, and it was equal parts when your dad or mom says to you, I'm so disappointed in you. And you're like, no, be angry at me, yell at me. Don't say you're disappointed at me. That's the worst, when they just get that quiet tone, and they're like, I'm so disappointed.
Like,
you're like, that's the worst.
Who are we, a bunch of the Cameron crazies being yelled at by Mike Krzyzewski?
Oh, was that awesome? Was that awesome? Did you see the look on those kids' faces? It was like all of a sudden God was standing before them, and they they went from being cocky, you know, Duke underclassmen to being like they were, you know, back on the kindergarten playground being scolded.
Did you just say shut up?
I've never seen it before. It was hysterical, and Krzyzewski actually kind of apologized because they really weren't insulting Cable. It was kind of misinterpreted, but it was funny to watch him yell at the students.
Oh, it was great. He lost it.
All right, Mike, can you take us behind the scenes with the making of the bathtub video?
Mm. Oh, yes.
What we all want to know.
Well, it was Flair's idea, big shock, to do this video. He'd been talking about doing some kind of bath video for like 2 days, so finally we're like, all right, Mark, fine, we'll do a bath video. But yeah, they actually texted me. They go, come down to our room. And so as I walk down to their room, I open the door, and already the bathtub is filling up, and they put Mr. Bubbles in there, and so it's filling up. I'm like, what are we doing? And so they're like, so yeah, we're going to get in the tub. Okay, now we got shorts on, okay, but we're going to cover ourselves to make it look like we're naked. Now, to me, the best, most underrated part of that video, when you go back and look at it, now Mark cannot bend his left knee, okay?
Okay.
So the way that he has it draped, like, seductively along the top of the bathtub makes it look like it's, you know, like, oh, wow, how scandalous. But in effect, he can't bend the knee, so that's why he had it draped over the side like that.
So poor Kendall had to shoot this, huh?
Yes.
Well, you already revealed that the other big question is shorts were being worn, and that was, you already, you know, took us behind the curtain there. So
yeah, no, I don't think I would have been involved in it if they didn't have something on. You know,
what's the plan for
how
tonight?
How late did you make it last night?
Oh,
that's what I want to know. How late did you make it last night?
We're out to about 11 last night. You know. Solid, and we're gonna head out. We just did a couple more videos. We may have even outdone ourselves.
Wow.
We may have taken the bathtub video and taken it to another level.
Really?
Yes.
Okay. Well,
we did three videos in the last couple hours on the beach, so we're pretty proud of them.
When will that premiere?
The first one will drop tonight.
Nice.
So yeah.
right. And what are you?
And the beach and the beach and the ocean is the star. Cause I mean, it's what? It's kind of chilly back there and everything, right?
It's been nice.
Okay.
It's been like in the 50s. But yeah, okay. No, okay. For the sake of argument, yes, it's been a blizzard.
Yes, your life is cooler than
it's
ours.
It's horrible.
Okay.
And things are awful here.
All right. Well, then, you know, enjoy us enjoying the beach.
Okay. Yeah. Plans for tonight? Usually it's our big staff dinner. I'm sorry we're not there.
Oh, I know. Out of all the things that we did at Super Bowls, those staff dinners were the best. I think the first one started in New York when we went to that Italian restaurant
on
Broadway, Carmine's.
Yeah, and Al Michaels was sitting right behind us. Yeah.
And that was fantastic. And then every year from there to Houston to Minneapolis.
Atlanta was the down home place, whatever.
Southern home cooking type place. I know it was fantastic. So we'll miss all of you, but I think Cecil's coming down. So he's going to be down, and so we'll probably include him and
Nick.
I believe Nick is down here too. So.
Well, we'll have fun without us, I guess. I'll leave it there.
We'll send you pictures.
All right, appreciate it. And more hilarity at 1043thefan.com. Mike will be listening in tomorrow morning.
Miss you, Mike.
All right, thanks, guys.
All right, that's Mike Evans. Kendall Valenzuela from 1043thefan.com will check in with us next hour. And is it Nick? Or Nick will be with us after 6 o'clock, so plenty of coverage from the Super Bowl. Again, you can see it all at 1043thefan.com. And we're getting you set for Kansas City, San Fran, thanks to Holy Smokes Barbecue. Well, listen, big changes are happening. Huge ones to the big board of possibilities. That's next.
You work hard for your business. So should we. That's why First Bank offers commercial real estate loans, business lines of credit, and online cash management solutions. With tools and services designed to make your business run easier, your day could have less this and more this. Visit eFirstBank.com/business to learn more. First Bank, business banking for good. Member FDIC.
First Bank.
Banking for good.